"Milord Stark," I called to him, respectful as you please. But he looked through me, and that sweaty oaf, Great John Umber, shoves me out of the path. So be it. I'll wear my irons and hold my tongue. A man who won't listen can't hear.
Tell me. Rob will listen to me, I know he will.
Will he now? We'll see. You tell him this, my lord. You tell him. He's bound on marching the wrong way. It's north he should be taking his swords. North, not south. You hear me?
Bran nodded. I'll tell him. But that night, when they feasted in the great hall, Rob was not with them. He took his meal in the Solar instead, with Lord Rickard and the Great John and the other Lord's Bannermen, to make the final plans for the long march to come. It was left to Bran to fill his place at the head of the table, and act the host to Lord Carstark's sons and honoured friends. They were already at their places when Hodor carried Bran into the hall on his back and knelt beside the high seat. Two of the serving men helped lift him from his basket. Bran could feel the eyes of every stranger in the hall. It had grown quiet. "My lords," Hallis Mullen announced, "Brandon Stark of Winterfell."